The design. On many of his major projects, such as the first Toy Story and the Apple Store, Jobs pressed pause as they neared completion and decided to make major revisions. That happened with the design of the iPhone as well. The initial design had the glass screen set into an aluminum case. One Monday morning, Jobs went over to see Ive. "I didn't sleep last night," he said, "because I realized that I just don't love it." It was the most important product he had made since the first Macintosh, and it just didn't look right to him. Ive, to his dismay, instantly realized that Jobs was right. "I remember feeling absolutely embarrassed that he had to make the observation." The problem was that the iPhone should have been all about the display, but in their current design, the case competed with the display instead of getting out of the way. The whole device felt too masculine, task-driven, efficient. "Guys, you've killed yourselves over this design for the last 9 months, but we're going to change it," Jobs told Ive's team. "We're all going to have to work nights and weekends, and if you want, we can hand out some guns so you can kill us now." Instead of balking, the team agreed. "It was one of my proudest moments at Apple," Jobs recalled. The new design ended up with just a thin stainless steel bezel that allowed the Gorilla Glass display to go right to the edge. Every part of the device seemed to defer to the screen. The new look was austere, yet also friendly. You could fondle it. It meant they had to redo the circuit boards, antenna, and processor placement inside, but Jobs ordered the change. "Other companies may have shipped," said Fidel, "but we pressed the reset button and started over." One aspect of the design which reflected not only Jobs' perfectionism, but also his desire to control, was that the device was tightly sealed. The case could not be opened, even to change the battery. As with the original Macintosh in 1984, Jobs did not want people fiddling inside. In fact, when Apple discovered in 2011 that third-party repair shops were opening up the iPhone 4, it replaced the tiny screws with a tamper-resistant pentalobe screw that was impossible to open with a commercially available screwdriver. By not having a replaceable battery, it was possible to make the iPhone much thinner. For Jobs, thinner was always better. "He's always believed that thin is beautiful," said Tim Cook. "You can see that in all of the work. We have the thinnest notebook, the thinnest smartphone, and we made the iPad thin and then even thinner."